It's all right. It's just me. Emma. Where am I? It's Aunt Fiora's bedroom. Is that why everything smells?
I'm afraid so.
We were going to call Dr. Fulford, but you know what he's like. We thought we'd see if he came round first. I think perhaps you should rest. You must be feeling weak.
No, I'm well, I think.
You don't feel mad anymore.
It's a strange feeling. As if something important happened, but a long way away.
Oh.
It's quite all right, really. Whatever it was, it's done with now.
You're still not making any sense.
I know. I'm sorry. But it feels like the storm's finished.
The storm has finished.
So it has. The window. Can I open it?
I don't think you should. It's still cold outside. Aren't you supposed to keep warm when you're resting?
Yes, of course.
Aunt Fiora's making more tea downstairs. I think she likes doing that. I suppose we should tell your stepmother.
I'll be able to set off home soon.
Oh,
I just need a few minutes, I'm sure.
Well, good. If there's anything you need...
Thank you. Knew it.
Well, now, my senses don't deceive me. Your heart rate has increased by almost 8 beats per minute, and your adrenaline glands have become really rather busy. I take it you found something exciting.
It's her.
The woman?
Fiora Venn, formerly Fiora James. That's her house.
Are you sure?
I think I can recognize my own ancestor, Morlock. She's on the lower floor of the building with one of the girls.
How, may I ask, you come to know that with such certainty?
Heat imaging. I can see their body prints through the wall.
Non-contemporaneous technology, not native to the local environment. As your second, I have to inform you you're in breach of the rules of the hunt.
I've got a right to wear my mask. It's not my fault if it's got built-in sensors.
Is there anything finer than the abuse of privilege? So, now you've found her, what do you intend to do?
What do you think?
And the girls?
What about them?
Well, don't you think they're at all significant? The hunt is a form of ritual, after all. If I were more melodramatic, I'd call their presence here an omen.
If you were any more melodramatic, then you'd be walking around with a cape and a top hat.
You saw what happened in the field. There's clearly some sort of focal point here. If events are shaping themselves around the girls, then at the very least they're potential prodigy material.
Prodigy? After what happened to the last one?
Particularly after what happened to the last one.
No, this is my hunt, Morlock. We're here for my great-grandmother, not so you can recruit for one of your pet projects. We are not taking anybody back with us just because you're seeing omens. I have to go and prepare the cousins. We're nearly done here.
A whole pack of cousins, just for one middle-aged woman. And I thought you weren't foreseeing any trouble.
They'll want to be blooded.
Godfather, how would you feel about a small wager?
A bet? Here?
It seemed quite apposite, since we're engaged in such a gentlemanly and aristocratic pursuit.
Get to the point.
Suppose you failed to complete the hunt.
Like you said, she's just one woman.
Not quite. But just suppose.
Suppose I do. Then what?
If you fail, then we take a consolation prize. You let me, shall we say, influence one of the young ladies.
Are you serious?
Well, hardly refuse me if you're so confident. Besides, I'm happy to take responsibility for the girl in question.
I've got no problem with that.
And of course, if you lose, you'll have to admit that I was right and apologize profusely.
Morlock.
Do we have a wager?
What was that?
You know, it sounded a lot like somebody closing a window.
The girl in the upstairs room.
She must be quite remarkably obsessive.
What?
To close the window before running for help.
She could have heard.
Oh, well, then, it seems you may be facing some resistance.
Hiya!
There. She likes tea, doesn't she?
I'm not sure. Her stepmother's idea of tea isn't quite, you know, drinkable.
Poor girl. I'm not surprised she's so upset living with a woman like that.
Oh, dear. They're outside.
Who are they?
The horsemen. The hunters. It's you they're after.
Me?
I heard them talking. They want to kill you. That's why they've come here.
Justine, why would anyone want to kill Aunt Fiora?
Mrs. Venn, do you have any children?
No, not yet. Lucky and I, we were always planning
so
to...
So you don't have any grandchildren? Any great-grandchildren?
How old do I look to you, Justine, dear?
Of course she doesn't have any grandchildren. Why do you
think she's his great-grandmother? The man in armour. I heard him talking.
I know you think you're just trying to help.
But listen! The horses! They're not horses.
But surely they're only...
Please! I know it doesn't make sense, but they want to kill you. That's why they're here.
The Faction Paradox Protocols, Volume 6, A Labyrinth of Histories, by Lawrence Miles.
Enough question. How?
It shouldn't be possible.
Shouldn't? In the same way that I shouldn't have been able to dream while I was inside one of your coffins?
They're not my...
How? Prisoners inside the caskets are in a time frame out of sync with the outside world. Isn't that right?
That's true. In theory.
In theory. So there's no way, for example, someone in the casket could have some kind of weapon? Something to break them out of the time frame?
No, well... You'd need a very specific kind of weapon. Something that cut through time fields. But that kind of technology, it'd be noticed.
First Ordinary Selvinkesh, official mover with honours, whatever you like to be called, are you aware of the fact that the shadow of Grandfather Paradox can mimic any kind of weaponry?
It doesn't matter. Even if the cousin did have that kind of weapon, she wouldn't know she had to use it. Prisoners don't understand what's happening to them while they're inside the caskets.
They dream.
But nothing conscious. Nothing real.
I saw my own past. Siloportem. The Castello. Music. Colour. Shape. The past, Selvinkesh. And I was in that past.
Well, possibly. But you couldn't touch it. You couldn't influence it.
No, I couldn't. But then I'm not trained, am I?
Trained?
You put a surviving member of Faction Paradox, a group that specialises in alternative time frames, inside an alternative time frame. And it never occurred to you that there might be side effects?
Like what?
I think that's what I'm asking you.
But it's not my fault.
Well, maybe that's true. Maybe we all should have known better. But here's my problem, First Ordinary.
Con.
Colonel Renderman, I'm glad to see you've recovered.
Coming. We've seen them. They're on their way.
Coming?
Trans military. Transit capsules. Hundreds.
What?
A channel's been opened up from the homeworld. We can see them from the observation gallery. They're going to be here inside half an hour.
Well, we'd better prepare for war, hadn't we?
We need to release more prisoners.
Thank you, Colonel. But I can take care of the strategy.
We need more people.
Colonel! I don't have to remind you, I'm still in command of this facility. You still owe me your loyalty.
They really are coming. We have to leave here.
No. Not until the cousin's dead or back in my custody.
The houses can deal with her. When they've got the prison back under control again.
And would you trust them to do that? After she's already escaped once? No. Even with the records locking us out. You can still release any prisoners in the facility, true?
You want an army?
No. I just want you to open 4 specific caskets. That's all.
4? Are they friends of yours? From the coteries?
Associates. Not friends.
It'll take a while to unlock the records.
And you'll better get to work.
But 4 more prisoners isn't going to make a difference. Not once the military gets here.
I'm just interested in the cousin. The military's not my concern.
The other inmates aren't going to stand a chance, are they?
They don't have to fight. It's their decision.
Yes. I suppose it is.
She's coming. You're on the same side.
Of course we're not on the same side. She's more important than I am.
But you're both faction paradox.
Technically, just technically, I've got to admit you're onto something there. Oh, chainsaw severs shotgun, I think.
That's not fair. You changed weapons.
Only I'm supposed to do that. If you'd care to listen to me, I happen to be carrying in the shadow of... gravity whip beats chainsaw.
Please just listen.
What's that you've got there? Demolition battery beats gravity whip. I'm going to have you for that.
You're tearing the place apart.
It's hardly my responsibility. Parallel cannon beats.
Anti-chronic bolter.
Quantum violator.
No, that'll make the whole structure of
quantum interval ram. A retro collider.
Doomsday weapon.
Double doomsday weapon. What precisely is a double doomsday weapon? But I've got one. Look!
Cousin Justine, that grenade your shadow's holding. What exactly is it?
I'm not entirely sure. But it came when I requested a doomsday weapon. So I think it's fair to assume it can do its job. Mine's bigger.
But! Crucially, if either one of you uses one of those things, then we're all going to die. Yes?
God, yeah. I think that goes without saying.
And... you are meant to be on the same side.
On the count of three? On the count of three what? Oh, you mean we drop our weapons? All right then. Good. One, two, three. I get to say three. Three.
Oh, for three!
Quickest arms race I've ever seen.
Have we met before? You seem familiar somehow.
Oh, that's because I'm famous.
Famous?
Shuncucker. Last scion of the faction homeworld. I'm the last hope for the future, basically.
I'm sorry to hear that. It must be a great burden on you.
Are you being sarcastic?
Look, we're just supposed to be finding a way out, that's all.
No, we're not. We're supposed to be killing this Kine woman everyone keeps talking about.
Kine?
Is she 7 feet tall, covered in tattoos with a metal grill in her neck?
No, that sounds like her bodyguard.
I thought I killed her.
She was certainly alive when I left her. I persuaded her not to follow me.
Is this important? We should just be getting out of here.
I'm inclined to agree.
Good.
Lightweight.
Once somebody explains to me exactly what's going on.
Chamber 12, Gallery 4. Entered at the same time. So they're all in the same place.
Which caskets?
17 to 20. They should be along the wall, next to the... Oh, no!
That's them. Start the internment.
Are they human?
Post-human, like most of us.
But they don't have faces. They've just got...
Tattoos. Time-active, memetically engineered tattoos. You are very proud of them.
Can they see?
Not in the way you mean. Start the internment. Your technology, the science of the great houses, it's based on a kind of high-order mathematics, isn't that right?
Well, yes.
Those tattoos are the mathematics. The same protocols that drive your people's timeships, coded right into the skin.
But your race doesn't have time travel. You don't even perform experiments. You're supposed to have laws.
My family makes the laws, First Ordinary. Besides, my associates here can't move through time. Just got a feel for it.
Are they safe?
They know how to follow orders. That's why we put them here.
Put them here?
Think of them as hunting dogs. And Faction Paradox leaves a trail like nothing else in history. I don't need to tell you that.
Put them here how?
Four life forms walking around with the secrets of the great houses written all over them. Your people were never going to allow that.
You knew they'd be interred here. You planted them here, just in case one of your family ever got into the prison.
You're close, but you're not thinking. You all know who I am? Good. Because this is the day when you prove your loyalty to the family.
Oh. Right. Now we're getting somewhere.
It looks like a library. Mr. Veeble, what is this place?
Secure information dump. The houses use it as a backup for classified data. It's outside of normal time, so all the stuff here stays intact if anyone messes around with the timeline.
The library corridors must stretch for miles.
A long way, yeah.
You can barely see the ceiling. There must be hundreds of thousands of books in this section alone.
Homeworld's got a lot of secrets. God, look at this. These things are all hard copy. Who uses hard copy these days?
The houses aren't very progressive.
Do you have any idea which way the exit is?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Well, here we go again.
What is it?
More inmates. Sounds like they're a couple of corners away.
It's not just inmates.
How do you know?
Listen.
Can we just run away this time, please?
You, cousin, whatever your name is, what's your shadow carrying right now? Scimitar. Yourself? Oh, pretty.
Here they come.
I think we're ready for them. Faction Paradox is always ready. It's not working. My shadow's not connecting. They're immune to shadow weapons. Flamethrower.
Just run.
Well, they might be immune. Books aren't. Mr. Feeble, pull the books up the wall.
Why?
Firewall. Whatever these things are, they burn.
They're staying on the other side of the fire.
They're like animals. I think they're scared.
They're not scared.
It's not very smart.
They're immune to our weapons.
How?
Why are you asking me?
I'm really not sure.
Look out! Fire's spreading. The labyrinth's not built for this kind of thing.
Looks like they're getting ready to move again.
I think that settles it. We
run.
No, we don't.
We're practically defenseless.
What?
Never been in a fist fight before.
Certainly not.
Justine!
Come on, then.
Keep moving.
Shut, Cocker, don't.
None of the other inmates are following us? Good.
Is it safe down here? Now you let those things loose. They look like they wanted to tear each other to pieces.
They're primed to attack anything with time altered by a data. It tends to give them a sense of self-hatred.
Oh, this is it. The hatch leads out to the platform. I already opened a channel to the homeworld.
You've done very well, First Ordinary. I'm very pleased. I'm impressed.
It's the one part of the prison that's open to the outside universe.
So I see. You've never been to Silapothem, have you?
No. No, I've never really.
You should see the docks. Harbours. Coterie ships are always beautiful. Did you know that? The shipbuilders there are very proud people. It's a lot like this. You'd like it, I'm sure. Why do the stars keep changing?
That's not really the sky you can see. It's history.
History?
The prison's set outside normal time. The way the constellations are shifting, that takes billions of years in the real universe. Sorry?
She wants to know which one's our home.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure you can see it right now.
Maybe it's not important enough yet. What about the escape channel?
It's there. You can't see it with the naked eye. If you want me to check it, there's a terminal.
Go ahead.
The channel's open. It's ready to use. You just have to... Something's coming. Something's coming along the channel.
Good.
It's the house military. I thought they'd be opening emergency channels from the home world, but they must be coming through the exit route instead. We're not going to be able to get out without running into them.
It's not the house military.
It must be. Nobody else could...
My family could.
The blood coteries? Here?
They've had the prison under surveillance for nearly 50 years now. Watching the channels between here and the homeworld. We might not have any time travel projects of our own, but we'd like to stay informed.
Watching? What for? For a breakout?
This escape route doesn't go to your homeworld, First Ordinary. It goes straight to ours. Intercepting the channel isn't hard once you know it's there.
Your people expected you to break out. That's why they made sure those four things were put here.
The coteries have stayed out of the way of the great houses for generations. We've never involved ourselves with time technology the way the houses have. We've never done anything to interfere with your business. And then suddenly, 46 years ago, I had my own body wired for time. Just like those four associates of mine. Is that I ended up here? Didn't that strike you as strange?
You wanted to come here. You wanted them to put you in prison.
I told you. The one who carried the shadow of the grandfather was a liability to us for all kinds of reasons. It's a long story.
But she was only interred here 6 months ago.
You know the houses. They couldn't let the one with the shadow go free for long. They had to put her here sooner or later. In the end, this was the easiest place to find her.
You couldn't have known I was going to let you out. You couldn't have known you were going to be set free.
It was a fair assumption. The great houses are falling apart right now, you know that. This prison was always an accident in the making. Let's be honest, the only surprise is that this hasn't happened before now. If we seriously believed this place was secure, we could have left the grandfather here forever.
You could have been here for centuries.
Do you know what the cornerstone of great aristocracy is?
Well, no.
Patience. We make plans for things that even our grandchildren won't see. And our generations are longer than most, even if they're not as long as yours. Putting me here for 100 years or 500 or 1,000, it was no big thing. although I wasn't expecting to dream. So now all we have to do is wait. We wait for our ships to arrive, and we wait for our associates to bring us back the body of the cousin.
And what about me?
What about you?
I don't belong where you come from. I want to go back to the homeworld. Cillaportum.
I'm sure we can come to some arrangement. After all, you've still got my mark.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Shunkuka? Mr. Feeble? Oh.
This is a library, young lady. I'd be grateful if you didn't use it as an echo chamber.
I beg your pardon. I seem to have lost my friends.
And your friends seem to have burned their way through most of the Scarlet Chapter House collection.
Pardon me, but are you one of the inmates?
Do I look like an inmate?
I'm not entirely sure. You seem to be a native of this place.
I prefer to think of myself as a function of the library, an extension of the labyrinth. I trust you're familiar with the work of Chung Sen.
I'm afraid not, but it might explain your appearance.
I happen to think the waistcoat's rather fetching.
I was talking about the fact that you're a Minotaur.
Clearly, you're not a patron of the classics. One can't be a Minotaur. There was only one Minotaur, the offspring of Queen Pasiphae and the Bull of Marathon. Anything else is just a man with a bull's head.
If you'll excuse me, I don't have time for literary discussion. I have other monsters to worry about.
If you say so. Although, as Devaskar pointed out, we frequently define ourselves according to the heroes of literature. Naturally, he was writing before the invention of cinema as an art form.
Yes, well, as I say...
But what he says holds true for you especially.
For me?
Evidently. You present yourself as the great warrior, as a fierce and noble defender of her clan. Yet, when you come across a mythical beast in a labyrinth, your first instinct isn't to fight at all. Do you become Theseus? No. You instantly become Alice in Wonderland, which is perhaps what one would expect of someone born in the later 19th century.
And would Alice do that?
Violence. Would that make you feel more comfortable?
To tell the truth, sir, it would be a relief to face something I can fight.
Very well. Then I suggest you arm yourself with a spear and a cape.
I'm sure I can manage a spear.
In that case...
This way. We're close to the exit.
Exit?
Shh! Those things are still following us.
See, now you're getting me confused with a skinny redhead. I'm not the one who wants to get out of here.
Look, you know you can't fight the... It's open. The hatchway's already open. Stay back.
Why?
Stay around the corner. It's... Salvinkesh.
Feeble.
What's happening?
It's Kain. She's a... Oh, I can't explain. She's tattooed me. There's no getting away now.
Am I supposed to be staying round this corner? Because really, it's just not doing anything for me at all.
What? Shh, kind people.
Through there, yeah?
You can't do that. You don't know how many there are.
Just two. Kain and her bodyguard.
See? Just two. I can take them with my eyes shut. Sod it. I will take them with my eyes shut. That'll be a laugh.
Shouldn't we try to find Justine?
Oh, she's probably dead or injured or something. Anyway... You were the one who wanted to get out of here. So do I kill Kain now, or do we sit around and wait for those things without faces?
Well...
Good.
Wait.
She never listens, you know.
This was a mistake. It was all a mistake.
What was?
I just wanted to cause them trouble. I just wanted... Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I wanted. I can't even remember anymore.
Hang on. Are you saying what I think you're saying? I think we better go somewhere safe.
Safe?
It'll be over soon. See those five little points of light? They're our ships. That's right. We're going home.
Nobody move. Well, all right, move. It'll make things more interesting if you move.
Mandima, no.
Ready for you that time.
And that's with my eyes shut.
Is she dead?
No, she's just ugly enough to be dead.
Of course you realise Mandima's one of the family's most loyal and most talented legionari. I'm not happy, Cousin Shunko.
Oh, finally. Someone who doesn't pretend she hasn't heard of me.
I've got no reason to pretend. Not after our last meeting.
Meeting?
I've got to admit I'm surprised. When I saw the girl, I assumed you were dead.
Oh, never mind that. What do you mean, meeting?
When you almost killed me?
I almost kill a lot of people. Who are you, anyway?
Demetra Kine. You came to our home, the Castello near Varisa.
Oh, you're thinking of someone else. No, you can't be. I'm too memorable. The Castello what?
In Siloportem.
I've never been there. Wait. Kine. Siloportem? Starting to ring a bell. Didn't I cripple your family's 1,000-year-old criminal empire or something?
I wouldn't say cripple.
See, I never forget a face. And obviously, you've come here looking for revenge.
Amazing as it seems. Yes.
Knew it.
And you're still carrying the shadow of the grandfather?
Of course I'm still carrying the shadow of the grandfather. What do you think this is?
Interesting. What about the other one?
Other one? What other one? What are you talking about?
Your friend. The cousin.
Oh, you mean what's her name? I don't know who she is. Nice shadow, though. Nearly as good as mine.
Let me just make sure I understand. There is only one shadow of the grandfather. Is that right?
Well, that's a stupid question. Look, it's here. I'm going to hit you with it in a minute.
I see. And if I pointed out that there are 5 coterie ships of the line heading for this dock, that in a few minutes' time you are going to be surrounded by legionari?
I don't know. What if you did?
You're not a reasonable woman, are you, Cousin Shinko?
Oh, thank God someone's noticed. Ready?
I'm ready.
No, that's no good. You're still standing up. Can you do that?
So it seems. Not after the last time. No.
Hold on a minute. Did you send those things after me? Lots of tattoos, no faces.
I'm glad they've made an impression. Now, as I understand it, shadow weaponry only exists in the gap between the universal time frame and the perceptive time frame of the individual. Which means that if you're wired...
Excuse me. Did I ask you how it works? I didn't, did I? No. I'll tell you something, though.
What?
I can still punch you in the face.
That won't help you, cousin.
Felt great, though. Hang on. Why won't it help me? Oh, right. Them.
Is this the first time today you've found yourself attacking someone for no given reason?
What do you mean?
You strike me as a little old for playing this sort of hero. Personally, I'd rather settle down with a good book.
Fighting has become something of a habit, I'm afraid.
Yes. Perhaps this is a role to which you're not entirely suited.
I'm sorry, I don't have time.
No, of course. You're monsters.
If you'll excuse me.
Nonetheless, you might like to consider the benefits of our extensive reference section.
I'm sorry?
Cousin Justine, that is who you are.
You know me?
I know the collection intimately.
Are you suggesting that I'm mentioned in some of these books?
Among all the secrets of House Society... I can't believe you're surprised. You're mostly in the newer works, of course. particularly when it comes to the chapter house records of House Lolita. I suppose it's rather like being a fictional character yourself, isn't it?
It takes one to... No, I'm sorry, that was rude. Did you say mostly the newer works?
Although there was one text. Now, where is it? Here.
I can't read this.
I believe it's in a code of some description. Godfather Morlock was rather obsessive on that score, as I understand it.
Godfather Morlock? He wrote this?
Yes.
How did it come to be here?
Acquisitions aren't really my department. If I had to memorize the histories of all these books as well as everything else, I'm sure I'd go quite mad. I may be a side effect of temporal engineering, but I've got some pride.
You're a little like the Godfather yourself, did you know that?
Your psyche must be a bad influence on me.
I need to translate it.
Sadly, I don't believe I can let you remove it from the library. At present, you don't have a ticket, and the books are my responsibility.
As far as I can gather, a large part of your collection's currently in flames.
Vandalism isn't my responsibility either.
Why did you give me this? If I can't read it and I can't remove it...
I recommend that you keep turning the pages.
No, it's no good. I can't make any sense of any... Can you hear anything?
No. Oh, wait. They're moving. They're still moving around. I can hear voices. Is it the two men? The ones in charge? I don't know. I can't tell. It sounds as if they're...
My house!
They're breaking the door. What is it? That noise?
I don't know.
Some sort of axe,
or... That's not an axe! Why won't they leave us alone?
They've barricaded the door.
Yes, that may have something to do with the fact that they're utterly terrified.
I'm only doing what I have to do. How long before the cousins break through?
Oh, 78 seconds, maybe 79. It's hard to be precise. The girls seem rather resourceful, don't they?
Putting furniture in front of a door? Hardly.
Context, Godfather, context. Barely 16 years old, brought up in a society where girls are expected to be almost exclusively passive, and yet within moments of being threatened, they're ready to start the siege of Mafeking 6 months early. I'd call that resourceful.
If you won the bet.
Yes, if...
You won't, but if you did, which one would you take?
Either of them will make ideal material for the next carrier project. Let's see. The blonde or the redhead? They both seem stable enough.
Stable? Your last one went insane.
The burden of responsibility.
And that weapon you forced on her.
Ah, just the thing.
A coin?
Certainly. Heads the blonde, tails the redhead. Well, that settles it.
We're breaking through. It's time.
There's nothing else. Nothing big enough.
The monsters. The monsters. Just like Taluk always said.
Those things. Those weapons.
I know. I keep seeing their shadows, but...
Ah! Emma! Get Mrs. Ben away from the door.
What do you people want?
I'm here for Fiora Venn, that's all.
I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything wrong.
You're my direct ancestor. That's enough.
You must be mistaken.
She's my father's grandmother. It's the strongest gene path between the generations. You wouldn't understand.
I don't have any children. Not yet.
Sir, she's just a helpless widow. She can't do anybody any harm.
It's the right of descent. Her blood belongs to me.
That doesn't make sense.
I'm her legacy. I am the sum total of her life. Therefore, I claim rights over her genetic structure and her position in history.
There's no use arguing with him, I'm afraid. The Godfather Sabbath is a stickler for the faction's traditions. Or at least the older and less genial ones.
Faction? Wait. Your traditions. This is about time, isn't it?
You know, you're very perceptive. The truth is, Sabbath here has just been appointed godfather of the military wing of the faction Paradox. It's a rather tenuous position, given the number of enemies we have. This is just a way of protecting his own timeline.
Teluku, he used to talk that way.
By killing his ancestors?
According to a strict ritual procedure. Mother first, then grandfather, then great-grandmother.
Working his way backwards, you see. Leaving him with no genetic heritage and nothing to connect him with the present day. Adrift in history, as it were. I'm sorry, that was rather pompous, wasn't it?
I thought so.
This is insane! This is madder than Justine! Thank you, Emma.
It's the way these things are done. By rights, of course, killing his ancestors should make the godfather here cease to exist. You wouldn't believe how hard it is balancing the figures to make sure he stays in one piece.
This has gone on long enough. Great-grandmother, I don't want to hurt you any more than necessary.
Please!
Sir, whatever your faction is, whatever you represent, if you can kill defenseless women just to save yourselves, then you can hardly make a claim to any sort of noble heritage.
Then again, he is her descendant. So in a sense, she has only herself to blame.
You two, hold her.
Oh, you can't do this!
I'm afraid Sabbath here hardly ever does anything else.
Is there nothing we can do? No way we can reason with you.
I'm only doing what is necessary.
You claim to have rules, traditions. Is there no provision in those rules to give her a reprieve?
Excellent question.
By this action, I remove myself from my blood. I deny my own past. I do whatever I must. So help
there
me.
There are, of course, certain circumstances under which the hunt can
I remove
be called
myself from my birth.
What circumstances?
I deny my own lineage.
Various
I do whatever I can.
In theory, as the Godfather's second, I could end the procedure.
I remove myself
word.
From my
then
race.
Then do it!
I deny my own heredity.
I have a duty to the rules of the hunt, help me. No matter how
by this body,
may
but,
I
may sir, myself from my can you or can't you stop this murder under the rules of the hunt?
I do whatever I
yes,
will, so help
I can.
Me.
How?
It's by really very action, simple.
This intention,
a Godfather,
this ritual, this body, this
she's
being...
She's pregnant.
What?
I take it your mask can only read heat patterns, not biodata signatures.
No, but I...
Then, as your second in this endeavour, I have to inform you that Mrs. Venn here is pregnant. I can see the child from here, and he looks a lot like your grandfather to me.
That's ridiculous. My Aunt Fiora's not pregnant.
4 weeks and 2 days of fetal development, if I'm any judge. Congratulations, Mrs. Venn, it's a boy.
This can't be right. How can you be pregnant? Mr. Faraday. From the tea house.
I didn't want to say, after what happened with Teluku.
You mean you and him?
When you get to my age, Emma.
I'm not sure I understand. Does this change things?
Of course it changes things.
Godfather Sabbath here has already disposed of his grandfather. And I wouldn't make any long-term investments on the child's behalf if I were you.
What?
Never mind. The point is that under the rules of the hunt, it is remarkably bad form to execute the same ancestor twice. The biodata calculations have a nasty habit of collapsing in on themselves.
You knew. You knew I couldn't kill her.
I felt that you deserved your moment of high drama. It's all about the mathematics, you see. The codes and calculations of history. If you want to kill your ancestors without vanishing into your own chronistic aneurysm, then there are only certain points when you can interrupt the family history and get away with it. The godfather here got rather waylaid before we came here, which is why we arrived at such a late window. Too late, apparently.
Then Mrs. Venn is safe. You don't have to kill anybody.
You two girls. You're her relatives.
To a degree.
Which means they're technically your relatives, godfather. Or would would be if you hadn't removed the intervening generations.
Which of you is most closely related to her?
I am. Emma.
You're sure?
Of course I'm sure. I'm her niece.
Emma, you shouldn't...
Then I'm sorry.
Sorry?
Emma!
No! Please, no! Please!
Oh, God, Emma, don't! Don't try to move!
I did what I had to do.
This is my fault. This is all my fault.
You're my second. Are you satisfied with this?
If that's the word you want to use.
I don't...
Shh! But... Shh! Don't try to talk. I don't...
Morlock, let's go.
You've killed her. You didn't have to do it. You didn't have a reason to do it. She was my cousin and you...
It was all I could do.
All you could do?
If he can't kill his great-grandmother, then the hunt ends here. He can't move any further up his own family tree.
That's a reason.
The girl...
Emma. Her name's... She was called... Emma.
She was the closest available relative. If we're lucky, it might cause some interference in the genetic pathways, open up some more windows, give us a chance to start the hunt again somewhere further down the family history.
Yes. Because otherwise you'll be going home with half your relatives intact, won't you, Godfather? And how will anybody be able to respect you then?
That's enough, Morlock.
Might. You killed my cousin because it might help you kill more people.
I don't make the rules.
Why? Why do you do this?
Because there are monsters in this world, Justine. They can walk the earth without seeming any more real than fairy stories. They make their plans while everyone else is asleep. They can move the walls of the maze without anybody ever knowing. And sometimes, one has to be those monsters.
Please, just leave us alone.
What about the bet?
Yes. Technically, of course, I won. Even if you killed my first choice of ingenue.
The other one won't be of any use to you. Not now.
That remains to be seen. Four, three, two, one.
Morlock, is that your name?
Justine.
Sir, I just wanted to say that...
Yes?
I won't allow you to get away with this, sir.
Now let me see if I understand the situation correctly. You're a 16-year-old girl with no weapons, no formal military training, and only the vaguest idea of what's going on around you. Furthermore, you've just seen my associate brutally murder your cousin and best friend. And yet, you feel quite comfortable with threatening me in that fashion?
I don't believe you'll hurt me, sir.
No. And your reason being?
It's not in the rules of the hunt.
Very true. So, you want to fight me, is that it?
I will fight you. In so far as I can.
Ah, an admirable attitude. Tell me, do you really want to be able to face things like the Godfather Sabbath and myself?
Yes.
Well then, I can't think of anyone better to teach you than myself.
You murdered Emma.
Godfather Sabbath murdered Emma.
If you think I'd care to learn anything from
all
you...
All paths lead to the Minotaur in the end. You can take my word for it. There really is an awful lot you don't know.
I wouldn't wish to know it. Not from your sort of monster.
And exactly what kind of monsters are we? You see human life as being the very definition of goodness. Well, that's only understandable. You are, after all, both human and alive. You can't underestimate the survival instinct. We're different. History is our flesh. The skin and bones are almost irrelevant. Interesting, I grant you, but hardly the issue.
You're talking about a human being. A human being you killed.
I'm afraid not. I'm talking about a historical process. A process of which both Godfather Sabbath and your friend are mere parts. That's the way we see the universe, you see. Us and our enemies. If only you could see beyond the purely physical. There are stories written across generations. Weapons that can rewrite the world from the inside out. Organisms made of entire human cultures, so you can only see the tissue if you watch it from the skin of time. You'd be amazed. Really, you would.
My friend has a hole in her stomach. It's covered in blood.
Yes, that's certainly true. But you've already seen further than that today, haven't you? I trust I'll be seeing you again.
I'll come looking for you, sir.
I never doubted it for a moment.
What was that?
You've damaged the spine. I should think there'll be a fine to pay.
I was 16 again.
An interesting volume, this one. I believe Godfather Morlock's code was designed to have an aesthetic impact as well as an intellectual one.
Meaning?
The shapes on the page have a direct effect on the psyche. As far as I can make out, the book's designed to trigger certain memory states in the reader. You have to wonder what his target audience was.
It was a message.
All literature is.
I need to find the exit. Can you tell me where it is?
I can show you the way out of the library. However, that's very much on the edge of the universe as far as I'm concerned.
Show me, please. I think I know what I have to do.
I'm warning you! I don't want to have to hurt anyone! All right, that's a lie. You've got me.
They're primed to track down anything with time-altered biodata. They don't tend to give up easily.
Wait a minute. Haven't you got time-altered... whatever it was? Didn't you just tell me that? Hey! Do you hear that? Your boss? She's the one you want. Look at her! Go on! Attack her, you know you want to.
Now, I don't know how they do things where you come from, but where I come from, it's considered bad business practice to engineer a race of biological killing machines and forget to tell them not to kill their creator. Kill her!
Wait! Oh, God, it's the Sprog.
Evidently, you need help.
No, I don't. All right, I do, but not from you.
Ah, the other one.
Ignore. She's not as important as I am.
More to the point. Cousin Justine, isn't it? As far as I'm aware, your only weapon's a shadow. Although there seems to be some confusion about who it belongs to.
I assure you, my shadow's more than enough.
Oh, it's no good. I told her that, but she doesn't listen.
My associates here are physically immune to shadow attacks. Your weapons don't even connect with them.
And they do everything you tell them?
They've got my mark.
The tattoos, of course. Mimetic printing.
Memiodermic. You know mimetic technology?
A little. Just what I learned from Godfather Morlock. Weapons that can rewrite the world from the inside out.
So I've heard. But my family prefers... weapons?
Oh, now I get it.
Kill her! Kill the one without the armor! Now! Don't let her use her shadow! Don't let her
shadow! Give me one of those weapons she was just talking about. Now!
No!
Ah, fits like a glove. Hey, you! Stop killing what's-her-name!
Do as I say! Kill the girl!
It's no good, I'm afraid. Sean Cook is using a mimetic pick.
Am I? I wondered about that.
It's a weapon built to break and override mimetic connections.
They're immune. They're supposed to be immune to shadow weapons.
Only on a physical level, I'm afraid. And sometimes you have to see past the purely physical. Now, Miss Kine, your ship should be here any moment. Since we seem to have the upper hand, I think we should make an arrangement.
You're suggesting a deal?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm sure even you wouldn't care to take on an entire fleet from Sea Loportum, Cousin Shumcooker. So, this mimetic thing I got, this lets me send new instructions to the tattoo heads, is that it?
That is the idea.
Good.
Hey, monsters!
Kill your boss over there.
What? Shumcooker!
More like it.
Cousin Justine, please. You know you can't get out of here without me.
You just watch us.
Stop it. You don't need to do this.
So?
Please, please. You can't let me.
You really don't care, do you?
Do you?
Please.
satisfied.
That'll be the day. Behind you.
I'm sorry.
Some contact!
Oh, now you want my help. Monsters! Throw this thing over the side of the dock, will you? The big one wasn't immune, by the way. You could have just hit her.
That's very helpful.
Looks like our ship's coming in. God, it looked smaller a minute ago.
That might be because it was further away.
The size of it!
And are you going to explain to them that their employer's been torn to shreds by monsters? Or do you just intend to fight all of them?
Pearl, what do you think?
What you did was stupid.
Killing the enemies of Faction Paradox. Oh, yeah, that's really, really stupid. I thought we were meant to be on the same side.
It wasn't practical.
Shunkaka, last sign of the Faction homeworld. Did you hear that bit? Or weren't you listening?
What's that got to do with
it? I was there! I was there when the houses killed off half of everyone I ever knew. I was there when they tore the skin off the whole bloody world. I was the last one to get out alive. You wouldn't even remember.
That changes nothing. I saw the same thing happen to the 11-Day Empire. I know people like us are going to be hunted for the rest of our lives. You don't have to tell
you
me
You don't know anything! I'm older than you. I'm tougher than you.
You're stupider than me.
And I'm prettier than you.
I wouldn't know. You've never taken off that mask.
People like her. That kind woman, whatever her name was. They're the enemy. We don't make deals with them. We kill them. Because they killed us. Are we clear on this?
You're actually insane, aren't you?
And how long have you thought you're some kind of messiah?
Not long. Since the end of the Empire.
Exactly. Not as long as me. So don't tell me how to do this job. Right. The ship's coming into dock. You want to stay and fight? Or have you got something better to do?
Where are you going?
To find another way out of this prison.
There isn't one.
Fine, do what you like.
Do not attempt to move. We are lowering the gangplank.
Suits me.
You have been identified as a known offender against the codes and edicts of Stillwater. You will be taken into custody by the authority of the Blood Coteries and with the consent of the Cardinal Legislative. Any resistance will be met with lethal force.
Excuse me. Can I ask you something?
Do not attempt to move.
I just want to ask you something, all right? Have you people got special time to do's or anything like that? You know, like your boss had?
No. I didn't think so.
Step onto the gangplank.
Oh, I'll step onto the gangplank. Don't you worry. You ready? Right then. Here we come. Go!
Somewhere to hide.
There isn't anywhere.
We should at least get rid of these uniforms.
Why? So we can be shot by the military instead of the convicts.
Justine.
What?
Mr. Beeble. What's happening?
The house military's arrived. The troops have started cutting through the access points.
You mean they're not inside the prison yet? What about the gunfire?
The inmates. They've started killing each other.
They've been opening the caskets to get reinforcements. But most of the ones who've been let out don't even know where they are. They're just grabbing weapons and shooting anything that moves.
We're too exposed here. This way.
We don't have anywhere to go.
Just follow me.
What happened to Kai?
Dead. The people must be in the labyrinth by now.
I told you. We can't even use the exit platform.
You do realize this is all your fault.
Thank you. You don't have to remind me.
His fault?
He was the one who let the first batch of prisoners out.
I see. For any particular reason?
No. Yes, I had a moment's inspiration.
What's happened to your voice?
You know, I wasn't sure that was going to work, Justine.
He's channeling.
He's what?
Channeling. Something else is talking through him.
Hello, is anybody actually listening?
He's possessed!
In a sense. I saw it happen on Earth just before my trial. I'm listening. Might I know who you are?
It's taken me the last 6 months to get this far. The least you could do is give me some credit.
I... Mistress Culver.
Who?
I thought only agents of the houses could do this.
Well, I'm adaptable. I'll explain once you're back here with us in 1763.
Wait a minute. You, this Culver person. Were you the one who told Selvinkesh to let the prisoners out?
Obviously. We knew we were going to have trouble getting into the prison physically, but Mr. Selvinkesh had a kind of weakness.
You planted yourself in his mind.
Just a little.
Why?
Well, we couldn't exactly rescue Justine while the houses were watching, but now the military's opened up so many channels...
You can slip in without anyone noticing.
That's the idea. Speaking of which... Your timeship awaits.
My welfare must be very important to you, Mistress Culver.
A lot's changed back on Earth. We've got plenty to talk about.
So, can you people give me a lift back to Homeworld? I mean, give us a lift.
I don't think that'd be a very good idea, do you? This is a stolen timeship.
I have to agree.
You can't just leave us here. This place is going to pieces.
Then why don't you just put yourselves into two of the caskets?
What?
The military's bound to take stock of all the prisoners once the shooting's over. All you've got to do is wait for them to rescue you. There can't be many places around here safer than a different time frame.
Actually, that's a good point.
We should leave.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for your help and everything. Or was all this your fault in the first place?
I'm sure the official inquiry will be able to answer that. Goodbye, Mr. Beeble.
Yeah. Bye.
I think so. What happened to that girl?
You must have blacked out.
What?
Doesn't matter. I can't be bothered to explain it anyway.
It's the military. They've cut their way in. It's going to be a massacre.
Well, we could put ourselves into a couple of the caskets. Not going to be anywhere much safer than that around here.
That's true. That's true. They're bound to take stock of the prisoners after...
Yeah, I know.
Ow!
What's wrong?
The tattoo. Started itching again.
Get that removed once we get home.
If it can be removed.
It's just ink. Can't be that hard to get rid of.
Not just ink. It talks.
What?
Talks. It's what it used to anyway.
You're good at getting your body taken over, aren't you?
What do you mean?
Eliza.
How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
We really need to talk about things. Lots been happening while you've been away.
So I'm told.
It's dark out here.
Yes. I suppose it is.
So, I was just wondering, why are we here?
Geddes Fields. It's near where I grew up. Where I will grow up. More than 100 years from now.
You want to leave a message for yourself, see whether you remember it. We're Faction Paradox. We do that kind of thing.
Perhaps I already did.
Well, that sounds ominous.
Here, in this field. This is where I saw it.
Saw what?
A face. In the sky.
You never said anything about that before.
It might not have happened before. Well, perhaps it must have done. I think it was the reason Godfather Morlock picked me.
Because you saw faces? What kind of face was it, anyway?
The most beautiful woman I'd ever seen. I remember... I wanted to be just like her. There was something about her.
Something I recognised. No, something I recognise now, but didn't then. It just made me think. Do you think Godfather Morlock always told us the truth?
Wouldn't know. I was under Godfather Sabbath most of the time.
Yes. I saw him kill my best friend. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about that. Didn't stop you joining up though, did it?
It was complicated.
So what's changed? What's bothering you now?
Nothing. I worry. About the shadow I'm carrying.
Yeah, I think we all worry about that.
Every so often, I think it might be driving me mad.
You've only just noticed.
A Labyrinth of Histories was written by Lawrence Miles. It starred Suzanne Proctor as Cousin Justine, with Keith Drinkle as Godfather Sabbath, Ellis Pike as Godfather Morlock, Kate Dyson as Demetra Kine, Lena Ray as Emma, Emma Kilby as Fiora, Linda Bartram as Shun Kaka, Matt Kelly as Selvin Kesh, Chris Manville as Veeble, and Scott Craig as Mr. Smith. Post-production and incidental music were by Nigel Fairs, and the producer was Bill Baggs.
Ready?
Ready.
Nigel, are you there?
Are you ready?
The ancient story, if it pleases your gracious ear.
Sorry.
I was in Russia for long enough to see the...
Drew an extra card, even though you knew it just...
I was in Russia long enough to see the Eretis...
The Faction Paradox... God's sake, I can't even read the bloody title.
I was in Russia for long enough to see the Erisity bring one.
Help!
My razor sharp hute soup. Right, here I come.
But surely, if it is only a ceremony, if the king is not planning any military action with his
I'm hardly a lord, my lady. Tell me, did you happen to see where the Sir... I can't remember how to pronounce his name. Sieur Dion. Sieur Dion. Sieur Dion. Sieur Dion. I'm hardly a lord, my lady, my lord. My lord, my lady, I'm hardly a lord.
Third. I can't say any French accent, that's why.
Third.
You want a Chinese cut? We call it chicken and the sweet and sour.
Third best... I can't do it. Right, hang on. Third best... I can't say it.
That was it.
That was all right. That was it.
Fine. Is it from Frank or Mr. Snake? Yeah. I'm still out of breath? Oh, okay. I can't fight and stop, but I still breath. Okay.
Hang on. It's coming. Someone else do that one line.
Why don't you do the line before and then get...
Alright, yeah, thank you.
Anyway, we've got one shadow weapon, one pistol, and the best swordsman in France.
So...
Go and get men. Men. You understand? Not machines, man. Men.
Oh, bollocks, that was terrible, wasn't it? Shall I start again?
Eliza, please. Please, Eliza.
Don't hit me so hard. Beat me, but don't hate me.
My incomparable lady grasped the situation with a perfect clarity.
Sorry.
Oh, you say?
Yes,
they're keen,
that was the
you
best
know,
we've ever
keen.
Done. It was fantastic. You missed that.
You should have seen it, Nigel.
Dear Lord.
I found another one.
Sorry, you went northern. Found another one. Sorry.
Good evening, Lord Sandwich. Actually, I'm a very good actor.
You seen that Michael Winner advert? With a terrible calm down, love. This is just a commercial. Actually, I'm a very good driver.